Yeah, there was a time that often you found patients actually talk to you, and the patients were different then too, in the sense that there was long convalescence in hospital before they went home, and so they'd get a bit bored, and then they'd want to talk to the nurses, particularly when you were working around them and doing jobs and things. Sometimes you learnt things that they hadn't told the senior nurses about what they were suffering or what have you.
And how big was the Mater Hospital in those days? What sort of patients?
You could only work in the public wards when
Ah,
you were doing
training.
nursing training. The private wards were separate because they were sort of, well, you know, they're often huge rooms and lovely furniture and all the rest of it. But the public wards were the wards that you worked in, so that your wards weren't any bigger than 10 beds in a ward.
Oh.
But you certainly never referred to a patient as patient in bed one or anything like that. It would always be Mrs. Brown, who has had a cholecystectomy or something in bed one. You would never think of calling it just bed one or the collie in bed one. You always had to use the patient's names. That was number one rule.